Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here in the KE Report. I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc, first, let's just get your synopsis of what Powell had to say and how the markets are reacting. Not necessarily in-depth into his comments, but maybe the theory behind what now a lot of Federal Reserve presidents are saying, and that is a bit more of a dovish stance, albeit no policy changes yet, but they are very much so paying close attention to the markets. And on the back of Powell's comments today and some very good job numbers, we are seeing the markets way up, the Dow up almost 800 points right now, continuing to add to its gains for the day. What do you think, Doc? What's your takeaway from the moves we're seeing today on the back of Powell's comments?
Well, what I take from today is and I tell you, Corey, I hate to listen to these guys because it's the same old jawboning, and as we say in the parlance, BSing, that I've listened to for years. And to me, all Powell is doing here is throwing out a tidbit to see how they can manipulate the markets with their talk, how much it'll help the markets. And as usual, the markets respond just like, you know, the psychophantic thing it is. And, you know, the traders just go in lockstep, you know, with the Fed. And the Fed knows that, you know, because I imagine, you know, every trader thinks, well, the others are going to respond positively with talk like this, so they better respond positively, even though they don't look at what is really, you know, what it really means. So I think they're throwing a bone out to the markets to get it to respond, and it has, and I think it will for a little while. They would probably like to levitate this thing, you know, at least until March, to see then what happens at that point in time. And but this is just a bone, in my opinion, and the odds are still that if other data is okay and they can manipulate the market and keep it where it is by March, I wouldn't be surprised if we get another rate hike, because they don't want this thing to fall out of bed too quickly. But that's how I see it.
Well, that's an important time frame distinction there, Doc, is that March is really the key month that everybody is looking at right now. Nobody, or I think the majority of people, are not expecting any major moves by the Fed or any rate hikes for that matter up until March. Right now, we're just seeing all kinds of little tests maybe by the Fed to see what will move the markets. Let's also move over to some of the questions that came in on the back of your last interview regarding copper. Copper getting a bounce today, up about 7 cents or 2.5%. But again, some of the moves today very much dependent on what traders are anticipating out of the Fed. However, copper has been in a general downtrend. 2018, not a very good year, which really speaks to potentially the slowdown in global growth. Can I get some of your comments on the copper market first, please?
Well, when I look at the charts, and it was a nice rebound after its sell-off yesterday. When I look at the charts, Corey, I do not like the way the charts look for copper. And I think we have a real potential of copper breaking below its lower Bollinger band on the monthly chart. And if it does, the odds are pretty good that we start moving down in copper again. I hope not, but that's what the way it looks to me right now. The monthly chart does not look healthy for copper. And so I think copper is at risk here, and wouldn't surprise me if we get some sell-off over the next 2, 3, 4 months.
So, Doc, are you relating the moves in copper to slowing global growth and or inflation or decreasing inflation?
Yeah, both. I don't think right now there's any outstanding inflation out there. And I think, you know, when you look at the global economies, particularly China, which needs a lot of copper, and when you look at Europe, the growth story just isn't there right now. And so it's going to be struggling yet for these commodities, although we're sucking the bottom like we've never have in the past. There's been a couple instances where we've gotten this low. We are, I think, still struggling to show growth. This country is, Europe is, China is. And so I think growth is a major factor, and you just throw in no inflation, and you got a prescription for problems for a copper and the rest of the commodities, except for, and it's not a commodity, although it is silver, but gold is holding its own, and that's good. But the rest of these things are still struggling, and it looks like they're going to continue to struggle for a while.
Yeah, gold still is holding its own, even though it is down right now about $10. Still, when you think about the reversal that we have seen going on in the U.S. equity markets, gold is still performing quite well, and the stocks are still hanging in there quite well. The other question was on the CRB index, which obviously has been falling over the last couple months because of, or well, a lot attributed to that massive decline in oil, but that also combined with the depressed copper price as well as other base metals. Overall, what are you seeing in the CRB?
CRB, I think, is working at trying to achieve a double bottom. And I think it's working at it, and I think it's going to continue for a number of weeks. I think the odds are very good that we continue to move down a little bit in the CRB, and I think we're set up for a nice little double bottom sometime in 2019, not in the first half of the year, but potentially in the second half of the year. Then it, and that would be right around 155. And then what you hope is that it holds there, because if it doesn't hold there, we got more trouble going forward than I'd rather think about.
Okay, that's interesting, Doc. You're seeing 155. I guess that goes back to the tail end of 2015, hey? Because right now it looks like it's trying to put in a double bottom at 166. You think it might still go lower?
I do. I think it has a potential, and we'll know by March whether it'll do that. I don't think it's going to be a precipitous drop. It might just be a slow wind down. And then I hope for somewhat of a reversal, and it stabilizes. And then I hope we've seen the worst of this commodity carnage that we've watched for years.
This all speaks to the process that we're in, isn't it? Where the Fed wants to be floating these little balloons to try to help support the market into that March meeting. And we'll see what they do in the March meeting. But again, that's 3 months away. And then we do need to look into what happens for the rest of the year. All of this, Doc, can you talk about the process that is involved with this gradual rollover we're seeing?
Yeah, I think what's going on here, and we talked about that in the past, is we've had monetary stimulus and a lot of it in the past. And then when they decided to start to raise rates, the Fed, and also to decrease the balance sheet, I think they handed off the mantle of stimulus to the federal government. And Mr. Trump has spent a lot of money along with Congress, and I think that's going to continue for the time being, because if he had stimulated it himself, even with the tax cuts and the repatriation of funds back to the United States, I don't know if it could keep this thing going. So people think that the Fed's independent, but I don't agree with that. Of course, it depends on each chairman to a point, but it's ironic that when they decided to stop stimulating, suddenly the federal government decides to stimulate in spades. So I think that's going to continue. And if that doesn't help it, and rates continue to decrease conventional markets. And by the way, the Fed doesn't say they are determined by, their measures aren't determined by the market, but they are. I don't care what they say. If the market gets out of control, you're going to see them turn tail and run the other way as fast as they can. So I think eventually we're going to get into that situation, because most of the tax cuts have played out. And if you can't stimulate growth anymore with a lot of fiscal spending, which I think will happen, the Fed will have to come back into the picture. And the next time it does, I think at that point in time, we're going to really see the precious metals come into their own, especially gold.
All right, Doc. I look forward to that time. But in the meantime, the Fed even said, or Powell even said today, that markets are ahead of the data. So that does mean that they're watching the markets very closely. Now all we have to do is wait to see what other narrative comes out of the Fed. But again, it's more eyes on that March meeting, even though all the other meetings are live now as well. Doc, great chatting with you this week. Thanks for taking some time on this Friday, and I hope you have a great weekend.